You are now standing in the massive central nave of Speyer Cathedral. After the vestibule, this central nave is the second room of the cathedral and thus the second part of the path to God. This is where the community of the faithful congregate. This is where they pray and join in the celebration of the Eucharist. In contrast to the other Rhenish cathedrals in Mainz and Worms, which have an apse at both ends, the central nave of Speyer Cathedral has only one apse. The central nave rests on the left and right on powerful pillars. Every second pair of pillars has an additional half column. These bear the transverse arches over which the roof is spanned. The transverse arches transmit the loads from the individual vaults to the columns. The cathedral originally had a flat wooden ceiling or an open roof truss with symmetrical rows of pillars. The walls bore the load of the roof uniformly. Today, the central nave shows us exactly how the cathedral was reconstructed in the High Romanesque period. The present system with the added half columns was built in 1106. It transmits the loads on just a few pillars. The walls between the pillars are actually no longer structurally necessary and could be taken out. This concept was then further developed and led to the Gothic cathedrals with walls of glass. If you go into the side aisles of the cathedral, you can still see the basic elements of the original early Romanesque buildings with uniform pillar arcades.